I got someone use my pictures to catfish someone.
Do you think they'll get back together?
Yeah. Remember Molly Mae texted me. Welcome to Home or Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends, the girls' bathroom, a night out where you spill all the gossip on relationships, dilemmas, and life. If you're a return listener, welcome. And if you're new, welcome back.
Hi.
And if you're new, welcome. Home or Drink is out for you every Wednesday on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts. Bonus episodes Monday and our full video episodes
Thursdays
at 12.
You mentioned why we're staring at our phones.
We have no printer. No, yeah, printer gone.
Printer broken.
Printer dead. Yeah,
this is why we're on our phones. If we look like we're just zoning out and
scrolling on TikTok, we're not. We're actually looking at the running board. We're trying to keep time.
Yeah.
We had a photo shoot yesterday for the podcast. Yes. We got new pics.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see new little icons soon.
They're so cute.
Do you know what? I feel like it might take people a while to get used to a new picture because if someone changed their WhatsApp picture, I forget to text them back because I don't think I know them.
My WhatsApp picture is still me, bright blonde.
I look from brown hair, mine.
From a picture of me in Vegas and I'm looking shit hot. But remember that purple outfit that I wore? But I feel like if I change it, I'm real weirdo. I'd be thinking that somebody would be looking at that being like, why is she changing her WhatsApp picture? What's that for?
No.
Because I definitely did that.
To change it?
Yeah, it definitely did it years ago. Your faces have always changed.
Yeah, yeah. When you haven't got your ex on Instagram, you haven't WhatsApp.
It was like updating your profile picture.
Yeah. And hopefully knows.
Yeah.
You can get WhatsApp stories. Did you ever do one of them?
No, but my sister does because she's not on social media. So Quiva loves them now. It's kind of handy because obviously Quiva can't see what I post. And I can't, obviously because she's not on social media.
She loves
it. I can't keep up with her, so it's handy to just see her little coffee in the morning or...
I'd love to know what that's like, not to have any form of...
She'll never go back on it.
Really?
No, she's happy in her nappy.
Peace.
She's like...
No dooms. She doesn't even have TikTok.
No, doesn't doom scroll or anything. And she came with me
for
a
meeting. What did she do all day?
I know. She came with me last week into town for a meeting. She had the day off. And I was like, would you just come in with me and drive me in? But then I was like, actually, do you want my phone while I'm in the meeting?
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
To go on TikTok or something? She was like, no, I'll just put something on YouTube or something. Or she's like, I'm fine. Or she reads the news or She says she's so not free, but
kind of free. I wonder, I feel like that is the way, do you think the world will go so far with technology that one day everyone will just be sick of it?
No, I think it's only going to keep growing and growing.
Really?
Yeah, there'll be new apps and new
TikTok things. Being deleted.
I know.
And all freaked me out. I was like, what if
for fucking 12 hours.
And on one hand, people crying. I was like, but then I was like, that is a lot of people's livelihoods, small businesses. Imagine knowing your income is going to be chopped by a big chunk. I probably actually would cry.
Some of the stuff I saw, I was like, oh, that's cute. A lot of the stuff I saw was just cute, memory
montages,
stuff.
Yeah,
that's cute.
Yeah.
I think to go as far as screaming, crying and thinking it's the end of the world, I'm like, right, stop. There are other avenues. It's only one app.
True.
I get it. But there's other things you can do. Yeah, and I saw a lot of people posting follow me over on Instagram or whatever.
But being made redundant kind of in a way. In one place.
Yeah, in one place.
Because that's a lot of people, a lot of people, Instagram isn't their main thing.
Mm.
A lot of TikTokers wouldn't necessarily have that. Alex Earl obviously does, but
a lot of people started on TikTok.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah. So imagine Instagram being off for us. Obviously we have TikTok still, but it's a lot of your hard work, years of work and all gone into it.
I'd just be sad all the videos would be gone.
Yeah.
I got logged out Instagram the other day and my drafts, reels are all gone.
Oh, do you have loads of reels and drafts?
I had two, but one was a video of me and my dad going to lunch and it's gone. I'll probably find it somewhere in my phone.
Do you edit in your Reels app?
I must have on that. Or no.
I
must have uploaded the video into it or something.
Okay,
it's probably somewhere still on my phone.
It always crashes for me all the time. It crashes every fucking time.
I edit everything outside of the actual apps.
TikTok, I do it in app.
Do you?
All the time, yeah.
I don't.
Apparently it does better because it's they want it to be in the app.
But also, it's terrible to you.
Yeah, I know.
It's not amazing.
It also crashes all the time.
Yeah. I just like using outside ones because then you can just save the video and you can use it on Instagram or TikTok or whatever you want to use it on.
Yeah, true. And the quality stays.
But I had to pay for InShot. Killed me.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we used to watch those ads all the time.
Oh.
That minute long ad of
And her
of
foot
the game.
Is chopped off and all. She stands into a big spike.
It's this video app. It's called InShot. But basically, to save your video, you're forced to watch this
watch an ad,
a minute long ad or whatever it is. But it's this, they're promoting this game, but it's
terrible game.
It's a game where this poor mother and child are in this freezing cold house and they're shivering.
And you can tell that they smell because they have this cloud of green around them and yeah. like little smoke bits going up. So it wants you to know that they smell, basically. Yeah.
And you have to do certain things to get the coal in the fire to heat them up.
And it's like, please help me.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it's so strange.
Who was buying this video game?
That always comes up. So I was just like, no, I can't watch this ad one more time.
Have you got the ads on TikTok for like the fucking soft porn, basically? Maybe once a day I get like a video and it's very, if a kid was seeing that, like, that would not be good.
But apparently my search bar on TikTok last week was fucking two lesbians, three lesbians. And then it was a girl put spoon up her, and there was no other word. Yeah. And I don't know what was going on in my search
bar. And everyone's was the same. I wonder if mine changed.
I wasn't the only one. Dara's as well. So
a few people texted me saying theirs was
did
the same.
Did they?
Yeah.
See? Okay, at least I'm not alone there. It was so weird though. And automatically when I went to search something on TikTok, an American flag would be in my
search
bar. I don't know why.
We actually have to discuss, one of my searches reminds me, the Jay Catfish.
Oh.
What the hell?
We need the lads on.
We need
Come on, lads.
I know. What the fuck?
We did yours, now you do ours.
I still haven't.
You know what I mean?
I haven't still listened to it. I think I'm just overwhelmed by the...
I have a little bit of the end of it. Now, I saw someone on TikTok saying this and I was like, I get you. It's a lot to keep up with. I feel like I need to listen to the three of them back to back.
Okay.
To really get to grips with everyone, because there's still some characters in the story that I'm kind of like...
Who is that?
Yeah, a little bit confused. Okay. But I kind of get the gist of it that your one is a bleeding... I don't even know what word to use to describe her. What? It's so hard to know what's real and what's not. Like, I've seen so many names floating around and I'm like, is that her name?
Yeah,
I've seen so many.
I know.
I've also seen so many people claiming that she was using their
pictures. But like, it's because
she had... Who am I believing?
But she had loads of different accounts. It wasn't just one girl.
Could I go on and say she was using mine? Like,
if you had proof, yeah, probably.
No.
Well, yeah, you just show screens.
It's mad.
It's crazy.
I wonder what she's doing with her day today now. Is she just floating around being like... Because people obviously know who she is.
But that's not well. Like, you couldn't be in a right state of mind doing that.
To create that many characters and all.
I'd say whoever it is has like a drawing board with like all these different photos of whoever. Like
one of them.
Who knows what. Yeah, literally. Like, what? But also, I'm like, how? And like, obviously people get catfished all the time. It's a common thing when you like someone. But like, how did she have full-on relations with people? And never meet them. How do you build that
close bond?
She must have been
absolute cracker.
Yeah, but like not even FaceTime or nothing. Like,
yeah, true actually.
But I suppose
Johnny, tell us. Did you?
I know.
I'm like FaceTime.
And like, did she use AI? Did they FaceTime? Did they call? Like, I just would love to know the depth of all these relationships that they had.
Love to know how many email addresses she had for all them pages. That's a lot. How many Google passwords do you have? Because crikey,
she needs to.
I'd love her to come out and tell a story.
Yeah.
Sell it.
They need to do it like a Netflix show or something. The whole situation. Like, remember your one? Your man, I need money for my enemies. What's his name?
Oh, Tinder Swindler.
Tinder Swindler, yeah. It's kind of given that.
I don't know what's going on in her life. But Jesus, girl, make a show. Like, or do
or
something.
The boys need to make a show.
Yeah. And try and get her on it.
It's also a tough one because it's like you're dealing with, as much bad as it is, it's like her
state of mind
and like
life.
Yeah, that's the tough thing. But like, I'd say they would love to just sit down and be like, why?
Why?
Like, what? Yeah. How? Why? Like,
I think that's everyone's question. Why? Because apparently, so I saw some other TikTok of a girl saying like, her herself who was doing the catfish and like, it's not as if she's some big like hunchback in Notre Dame looking like,
do you know
what I mean? Like, she easily could have gotten a fella and gotten dates and like,
without having to be someone else.
Didn't need to do all this.
It's sad, really.
Yeah. To think that you have to be someone else to... But where did she think it was going to go? It was obviously going to have to end one day if they never met. Do you know what I mean?
And to get, like, I don't know how many... I'm listening to it, but like, how many people she got, I don't know.
She tried to get money off one gab player. Yeah. She asked for his bank details. And that's when he kind of said, hang on a minute. He gave her... like All-Ireland tickets or something. I don't really know. Like the
terms. Yeah.
All-Ireland tickets or something. And they were tickets that were sat beside his parents or a ticket that was sat beside his parents. And after the game or something? I might be telling this a little bit arseways, but after the game or something, I think he asked his parents like, oh, did you see her? Was she sitting beside you? And they were like, no, there was a fella sitting beside us. So he was like, oh my God, did she swap the ticket outside? Did she like...
Is she not a girl at all?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Mm. Oh my
something
God.
To do with, yeah, there was something to do with tickets and yeah, there was some bad other things she did, but it's just mad. It's taken over.
My whole For You page. And everyone from outside of Ireland is seeing it now.
Yeah, I've seen really a few picking English up. People do.
Yeah, them. Yeah.
It's crazy. Mad, isn't it?
But I think that it needs to be like, I think it is being probably investigated now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it a crime?
I think it's illegal to use other people's pictures.
Is it?
I think so. I remember I got someone used my pictures to catfish someone years ago. It was on Facebook. Like, that's how long ago it was. And basically, the person was trying to... The girlfriend went on the boy's phone and found he was talking to me as in the fake me. I didn't think it was a different name. And she was texting me, like, I don't know what to do. Like, we're going away on the weekend. I was like... And she was sending me screenshots of, like, him trying to meet up with a fake me.
That's scary.
And I was like, what? The real me is trying to help with the fake me. I was like, what's going on?
No.
And she was like, I don't know what to do. I think we added each other on Facebook, me and the girl, and then they went away together and they're happy ever after that. Okay. I don't know.
Well, at least they're all right.
Yeah.
But who the hell did that to you?
No, I know. Like, that's weird. I know.
Like, with everything coming out about
it. Remember, I texted the page and all. I'd love to. I must, maybe we'll make our own.
Yeah. What do we call it?
Facebook catfish.
What are they called? The GAA catfish.
I've had a few fake profiles made of me.
Oh, different names and all. Yeah. Different names. Just loads flying around me. Mm-hmm. They're funny, like.
Yeah.
Love the enthusiasm. Love when they give me a younger age.
Oh, it's great. Like, they always give me older.
Someone commented on my TikTok actually and was like, 25 with all them wrinkles. I said, for that, I'll leave your comment there because you think I'm 25. You silly fuck.
Why did you say something 25 in it?
No, I didn't say my age. Oh. They were like 25 and all those wrinkles. I did come back and I was like, joke's on you. I'm literally 30.
Well, thanks so
yeah,
much.
But thanks a million for thinking I'm 5 years younger. Yay.
It's hilarious. Trolls are the fucking best.
Yeah, it's really taken over, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's taken over the internet by storm.
You need to listen to like it in a row.
Yeah.
It's either a good driving one to listen to. I listen to it on a walk.
I should
have
listened to
it yesterday on
Mullingar, actually. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
A good cleaning one. You'd get a solid 3 hours out of it.
You'd be flat out cleaning.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do it when I'm scrubbing the gaff.
You'd get the whole gaff done.
I'm going to need to write something in my notes. Hang on.
Oh, I added a new baby name to mine. Two, actually. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
Ada. But I don't know how to spell it.
Gorgeous. A-I-D-A?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it Irish?
I think so.
I really like Ada. Or my dad said to me, do you know, I don't know why the fuck he said to me, do you know what baby name I really like for a girl or a girl's name I really like? I was like, what? He was like, Hope.
Aww.
I was like,
oh, and straight into the list.
Yeah, I was like, I have to put it in the list now.
That'd be so cute.
But you're like me, a notes app is life.
Do you ever see that TikTok? It's like when you clean your room too hard and you find like letters.
Oh, yeah.
I was like that with my notes app. I was like, what the fuck? I was on the plane. All these like texts I'd written out to fucking people 6 years ago and all like, no.
Like what? Oh, I just clicked into one there and this is all that's written in it. Why are we so unimpressed with everything? Shite Liberty, tiny, Empire State building is minuscule. Shock. Are we getting a bagel? I think.
What?
I think me and Graham were, I think this is from the helicopter in New York and we were texting each other because we couldn't hear.
And he's couldn't hear.
And he, Shite Liberty, tiny, the Empire State building, minuscule.
He's rubbing the sky.
Shock. Are we getting a bagel? That's all we cared about.
We were unimpressed in the helicopter. So I think it was good.
He just thought the Statue of Liberty was tiny.
It was tiny, it is, yeah.
It's like shite.
I think when you stand beside it, that would be big.
But we get a great laugh out of like, we take the amusement out of shite things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to do that in life.
Yeah, you do.
It's the only way to get through things.
Honestly.
Find the amusement in the shite.
It's like that TikTok trend that's gone around the one where it's like, you're so funny. And then you say you're Tom. Keane's one is so funny.
Oh, he's
what would you say for yours?
I don't know. I was trying to think of one. I feel like there's like nothing major that I'd make funny, do you know what I mean? I feel like I'd put it up and think it's hilarious and people are like, this is not even
that, no, same. One bit That's funny. Why I haven't posted it as of yet.
This is not probably one bit funny. So I'm like there's nothing.
But you have to laugh at things, then you can cry.
That's literally
you have to.
Our
What's
new
the
motto.
Point of being real, like I seen actually TikTok of a girl saying she was writing a mask card for someone in the shop and your one didn't know the name of who the mask card was for. The one buying
and she
it.
Said, oh, you clearly don't know her.
Yeah. And then she was like, ah, you must know that way. In a jokey way. And your mum was like, appalled. I was like, oh, you have to make
light. Come on, like, yeah.
And you literally don't know the person's name. You mustn't
You
know.
Mustn't know surely, them at all. Surely. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Keane's was, you're so funny. Hilarious. Thanks. I used to be so obsessed with my fitness pal that I used to log my holy bread.
10 calves.
No, honestly.
Oh, they're hilarious.
My Fitness Pal was so toxic. I had that when I was too young to have my Fitness Pal.
Yeah, I can so easily see how you can get so fucking obsessed with it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, I saw another video yesterday and it was this girl and she... No, I'm not saying that this is in any way healthy. Mm. For a week, she had takeaways for the whole week. She was an English girl. And she was like, I'm going to prove to everyone that you can still eat takeaways for a whole week and lose weight. She did. She lost a pound. Mm-hmm. I know. I didn't actually watch what she was eating. But she did it for a reason, to prove to people that like food is not the enemy. Like, stop making it like...
Yeah.
I hate when people talk about food. It's my new absolute disgust.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it. Mm. I think it's so unhealthy. So like, it's so consuming.
Yeah.
When all...
Food noise.
Oh, is that what it's called? Mm. I hate food noise. Mm. I won't entertain it. I don't like it. I think it's so...
toxic.
Yeah, and it nearly makes you feel like, oh fuck, should I be doing that? Or should I be eating that? Or like, I hate it.
Yeah.
Grinds my gears.
Yeah, it is. Especially with my fitness pal, because it's like numbers and everything.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Now I've tried to use it and I get bored.
Yeah.
I'm taking out my bleeding weighing scales and my bowl.
Too much. I forget and then I'm like, oh. But I do think it's nice to be like holding yourself, like, if there is a goal that you want.
Yeah, of course.
Hold accountable. But I don't think you need to hold yourself accountable with my fitness pal.
With everything.
I think eat when you're hungry. And if
and
you want to
make good choices.
Yeah.
Like,
intuitive eating like does so much
what's
better.
What's that?
It's like intuitive, like when you actually want food.
Oh.
Because I found if I was on a plan with like a trainer, like with food plan, I'd be eating it. And then like sometimes you wouldn't even really want what you're having, or like be hungry for
you're
it.
You're eating
because it's in it. Okay. Whereas now it's eating when I actually want.
That's good.
And that could be 12 o'clock, could be 9, could be 8. Like, just depends.
When you're hungry. Yeah, and you want to eat.
Yeah.
That's actually a better way.
Because then you're listening to your body. Like, that's what... And then it actually does better for you, I think.
I like that. Mm. So, intuitive eating.
Intuitive. Like, just when you... What you want, when you want.
Intuitive eating and healthier choices.
Healthier choices.
That's the way we do
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Yeah.
And whole food. I'm really trying to eat more veg, only for the fact that I have no fucking vitamins in me. I don't take any vitamins.
I was going to go and get a 160 euro drip the other week.
Really? For vitamins?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I know,
I don't believe in anything.
Graham told me not to. He was like, are you fucking stupid? Just like, eat healthy.
My doctor...
Said, no, I'll just go get a drip and it'll all be in me. It'll be fine.
Yeah. I feel like it would be good for that day, but it wouldn't last you for like long.
Also, it could be placebo. It could be putting water in your arm.
I really want to take tablet vitamins. I don't know what I need. Like
Floridix.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Liquid thing.
Yeah. I think you can get it in capsules as well. Like, my mum used to always make me drink the liquid and it's dark brown and
it's so thick.
Disgusting. But that's apparently meant to be a good one as well.
Yeah. I need some like vitamin C and D and...
We need it all.
E&F.
Yeah, and the rest of the alphabet, yeah.
I have nothing in
honestly.
We are going to move on to our topic for the week. We want to talk about, so this is actually sent in by a listener who I was chatting to. She like said, we should talk about this. And I was like, that's such a good idea because we've been talking about it all week. We want to talk about the Molly Mays documentary.
Yeah.
Molly Mays documentary. Because I think everyone watched it. Yeah. Dano was fucking glued
was
to the telly. He was loving it.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's for, like, everyone. And I think even if you're not necessarily a follower or, like, a fan.
Yeah.
I think it's, everyone can take stuff from it.
I feel like it's just a different side of someone like her that you wouldn't necessarily see.
Yeah.
You'd never see that much. Like, she'd never post that much about herself on her own socials. Do you know what I mean? So to see that was...
Very cool. Very cool.
I loved it.
Sometimes I feel like I wish I originally started out like posting not as much about myself. I feel like once you do, then you can't never take that back.
No, I think it's better to do that.
To have it all out. But I think the more you open yourself up, the more inclined you are to get like... Because I have friends who don't really post that much about themselves at all. Like just post their content, do it, and like they get nothing. Like no... trolling, no nothing like...
No, I wouldn't. Because I feel like that gives you a personality.
No,
you're more human.
In that sense, I love it. And I feel like it's nice being unfiltered and going like, coming on and talking shite and all that. But on the hand of like it protecting your peace, it would be nice.
To just have no hate comments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who would I reply to?
What
would I do with my day?
I loved it. I felt so motivated afterwards.
Oh, stop, I know.
And all, like,
were you? Yeah.
I never...
In our house.
Yeah. But just her work ethic and like going through like such a public fucking breakup and still having everything going on at once. I just think that was really...
going through also is just such a normal thing as well. It's nice to know that someone like her doesn't have her shit together.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
That's so nice to look at her and be like, oh my God, she's going through a breakup.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I can't believe how close they filmed everything. Like... So you know the way
it wasn't that long ago? Yeah, like, I know.
You know the way at the end it was like coming soon or whatever, and there's apparently two more
New
episodes.
New Year's.
New Year's. Sure, that wasn't even a month ago.
I know. I'd say they just filmed that clip just for the next part.
Do you reckon?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or else they just have a really quick turnaround, because it's possible if you're editing quickly and all. I love the quality of it and all. It's just the camera.
Oh, everything.
Looked really nice.
I saw a TikTok then of this girl and she was like, she spots all the like unsponsored products.
I love her.
She clocked them all. Yeah. And she knew the names of them all. And it was so interesting to see like what's in Molly's makeup bag.
Yeah.
And like the hairspray she uses. And perfumes and the candles and all. I was like, that is so cool.
And like the, the Got To Be Glue.
Yeah.
Like, Ellie Faye loves that.
Just to see like everything is like, oh my God. Yeah. I might have that in my room.
Remember Molly Mae texted me when I was getting all that hate for the thing? I was just thinking the other day, I was like, there was three different influencers that texted me during that, you know,
about
Sophie Floyd. Somewhere she's unreal. She's so like, oh, she's unreal. It's like tattoos. Molly Mae, and then Saffron Barker texted me as well.
Aww.
But I was like, it's, I feel
that's
like,
so nice.
You always just hear fucking bad things online about people.
Yeah.
And influencing and the job. But like, none of them had to fucking text me. Like,
no.
What was I to them? Nothing.
Oh, no.
And like, that's they all so nice. Isn't that lovely?
That's lovely to do that.
Love them. Oh. And I always, when I ever see them now, like coming up and all, I'm like, oh, like, love you.
Friend!
Was there anything in it that you didn't expect to see? I felt so bad for when she went out and it was silence. And
oh, Jesus. That's so awkward.
And like, I know that feeling of like when you want to meet everyone and you feel like you can't and you feel like you're letting people down.
Yeah. Like, what did she walk out and say? She's like, hi, everybody. Nice to meet you. Just hope you all have a nice day or something. And it was just crickets.
I think they turned it down for dramatic effect, surely.
But she walked in straight away and said, I'm never, ever doing that again. Ever, don't ever make me do that again.
No one even said hi or ran back.
I don't know. Maybe they were all starstruck.
And she said people were getting like annoyed at her then for not getting pictures. I think they should have done like a smaller event and then she could have met everyone, not as much, because 2,000 people to meet is that's a lot. You can't possibly,
but to see her
unless you're there for 12 hours.
Yeah. Did you see like the clips of her when like she was walking around that room, she had her little juice in her hand and everything was, and she was just
yeah of course.
Oh my God,
I know. I wish people chat to her more,
just talk to her.
I literally had a dream.
It's hard to, like, I wonder how much they filmed that didn't make the cut.
Yeah, true.
I thought Tommy was going to be in it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was going to pop in. Like,
yeah, I really
might
thought.
Be in the next two, I'd say.
Mm.
Maybe. I had a dream last night that I met Khloe Kardashian. So random.
Did you?
But I was like, I don't even want to pick. I just want to chat.
Yeah.
I was talking to her.
What is it people say? You're only ever one person away from
someone.
Yeah.
So true.
So we obviously had Andrew Fitzsimons on the podcast. He was Khloe Kardashian's hair.
Yeah. There's someone we're really close that we'd only thought of recently.
Is there someone else? There probably is more.
I know.
But isn't that mad? You're only ever one person away from them. Like,
no, it's six people. Yeah.
Or maybe I'm thinking of you're only 1 meter away from a rat in your life or something.
Oh. Yeah, no, it's six.
There's something like that. There definitely is. It is
in
it?
New York. In New York. Yeah, because they're underground.
Thank God it's New York. But yeah, maybe that's what I was thinking of. Do you think they'll get back together?
Yeah.
I think they already are.
Yeah, I think so too.
And this is just like a lead up.
Yeah, this is just
a lead up to it kind of thing.
I think it's really tough, the situation she was in. I've seen a lot of comments of saying like, oh, like if it was alcohol, why didn't she just stick with him? Like, you have to also think of yourself in it and not
your child.
And your child. And like, it's not about sticking by someone all the time. It's them also borderline taking the piss with things.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
they have to put the effort in too.
And we don't know what went on. No one knows what went on when he did drink and said like that was what caused the problem. So like no one can judge whether she wants to get with him or doesn't want to get back home.
She mentioned her sister's wedding, didn't she?
Yeah.
She asked Tommy not to drink.
And he obviously, well, I'm guessing.
I wonder what happened. I'm so nosy.
It could be something just from getting in a fight or sloppy or like, you don't know.
I was trying to pick up on like small things in the show. Like, see when she was on the phone to him in the car and then it showed her like dash in her car and it said like Tommy and the amount of minutes on the phone.
Oh.
It was like 5 minutes, 16 seconds. I was like, how much that conversation?
Yeah,
we missed that.
Yeah.
What else have we missed out on?
I know.
But yeah, no one knows. You'll never know the actual ins and outs of it at all.
No.
But I do slightly question why, when all the cheating allegation was going on, that bleeding one on TikTok as well, making the videos that she was the reason they broke up and all, why, when all of that was such big news, why didn't they let it out then that that wasn't the reason?
I don't know.
Why did they let people keep going with that? Do you know what I mean? Was it to build up the show maybe? Was it to...
I don't know.
Because why wouldn't you come out then and be like, no, hang on a minute. Why would you
or
let...
Not even to... I don't know. I suppose it's like nothing she said would have been enough for people.
True. Maybe people wanted to believe their own narrative.
And people are... Even when you come out, even when I come out and said stuff like nothing... People still, if that's in people's heads, it's in people's heads.
True.
That's it. Like, there's no...
They don't want to change their mind.
They don't want to change their mind. So, I don't know if that was, like, it would have been good if it wasn't. That wasn't the case, just to say no one else is involved or something. But, like, again, we don't know even if there still wasn't, like, so...
Yeah.
That's their thing, I suppose.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
I want to be her.
I know. She literally is... If she has no fans, I'm dead.
She is gold. I do love the way though she kept saying throughout, like, did you see like when Zoe was saying, and Graham said, because he was watching me and he was like, she's a bitch about Zoe.
Oh.
When she was talking about Tommy, but like, that's her sister. She wants Molly's best interest at heart.
She's also probably like her best friend.
Yeah, but so she also said that she had a bit of a turbulent relationship with Tommy.
Yeah.
But Zoe did. And did you see when they were sitting in the wardrobe and Zoe was like, you need to just leave. Like, you need to like, break up with him, and like I completely got that, but I loved the way Molly kept saying like I want to get back with him.
Yeah,
like it wasn't a case of no, I'm done, I'm broken up with him, I never want him back again in my life, and then oopsie, we're back together. She's always said the whole time like no, I want
he wants it to be yeah.
Aww.
But it's not a good sign when the person closest to you is like
leave him.
Yeah.
Never good.
That's worrying because they see everything from such a different perspective. Yeah. Like, but it's when there's a kid involved also, it's not something that we can even relate to. Like,
no. I don't know how hard that'd be.
Yeah. I think the reaction if they go back together, I think it would be good.
Ah, yeah. I want to see them get married now.
I wonder what their first post will be. Remember me and Dan, I said, guess who's back? Did I say that? Yeah. That's what I said. Guess who's back? My phone has never erupted.
Oh, is that the picture in the lift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My phone has never erupted as much as it has. I was just, and even the story reshares. Oh. I was like, what the fuck? People were really happy.
That's funny.
Because I think I was alluding to seeing some, I wasn't being shy about saying I was seeing someone, but I didn't want to say it was him.
It was Anna, okay? Yeah.
So everyone thought it was a new man, but it was actually him.
He's back!
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But I think people do want to see like a love
story.
Yeah. And everyone has their own problems, whether they break up with them, over them, or not. Like, it's not always someone else involved. If people have their own personal struggles that can interfere with relationships, yeah, or like hard times, like there's so many,
it's easy for people to automatically jump to, oh well, yeah, cheated, or like,
yeah, and I
something terribly bad, or not that like you'd break up for good,
yeah,
like, good reasons, do you know what I mean, but like, yeah, there's so much
more,
yeah,
something like that. Mm. So, and I've seen people feeling bad that they were like,
oh shit,
accusing Tommy. I'm like, well, fucking give people the benefit of the doubt before you know what it is then.
Yeah,
like you can't accuse people of something and then be like, oh, I feel bad now, I said the wrong thing. Then don't do it. Like,
yeah, I wonder how he felt through all of that. Him, yeah, knowing himself, like, no, it's alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing all this, somebody AI'd his face onto someone else, didn't they?
What?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Was it that girl who did the, who was going around saying that she was the reason? I think she took a picture of her.
To even lie about that, like, you're...
Patched his face onto someone else.
I can't.
She posted a TikTok listening to the documentary.
Did she?
Yeah. She had like had it on in the background and like she was...
That's rage bait at its finest. At its literal
like
core. And that's just, I think it's the wrong way of finding any kind of fame.
When did they say the other two episodes will be out?
I think,
or did they
in 2025, just sometime, yeah.
Oh,
I know.
Dying to see
that. I'd love to know the stats from that. I'd say it was through the roof.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Why do you think that people get obsessed with public relationships? Because like people get, it's a different obsession to like someone public. Like people are obsessed with Molly Mae, but then it's like a new level obsessed of that relationship, I think.
I think it's because it's like you would in your own Instagram and stuff. You only post the good parts about it.
Yeah.
You're only posting when yous are off on holiday or yous are on a date night or like, and we all do it. Like you're not going to post the shit parts. Listen to what he said.
You're
not going to do that. So I think it's just the interest of the unknown as well. Like if you see a picture of a couple.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'd love to know what they're actually really like together. Yeah. Or like,
yeah. And just like the love story, I suppose.
Yeah.
And love.
I think it's just like a curiosity type of thing.
Because on Love Island, no one believed that they even liked each other. Remember, they like didn't even win that year.
Yeah, sure. She only said she went in it for business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart.
Love that.
Smart move.
Yeah, honestly.
They were like 20 in that.
I always say it. I think the English grow up so much younger than we do.
Yeah. Because they can like afford to move out younger and stuff. And
it's mad.
Yeah.
They grow up so much younger. When half of them say their age, I'm like, you're what?
Yeah, is it they
look
they're
how young?
They just look older as
don't
well.
Don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. In a good way.
I know.
What do you make of people messaging her or him about their relationship?
I'd say, I know she said it in it. Remember she said like, I do read my DMs when she was talking about maybe and like
yeah,
the stuff that went kind of wrong
yeah,
with that.
Yeah.
She was like, I do read my DMs. What I say when all the Tommy stuff was going on.
She just didn't look.
No. You wouldn't want to.
No.
You'd have people sending you all sorts. Yeah. Like, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Making up mad shit. Like,
because not everyone who follows you as well as has good intentions.
No, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say the maybe stuff was really hard though.
I know.
God love her.
I know. I just think like she's just a girl. And I took away from it. I was like, girls just need to be nicer to girls.
Yeah.
Because that's who's giving. Like, even I know it's people, look, people pay for their clothes. They want good quality and stuff. Like, seeing the videos that she was watching of people slating and stuff. And it's tough because, like I said, it's people's hard-earned money that they're spending.
Yeah.
But then you think of her. But that it shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
That whatever it was. But also I think people...
You never think of her sitting there just looking at all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and like I don't think... I think the thing is that when people do things like that, you can obviously get into customer service, but people make them videos because they know they'll get reaction. You wouldn't put up about trying to get a random fashion brand online that you bought and like it wouldn't catch as much traction and be like, this was shit quality, whatever else, like it wouldn't happen. It's because they know her name's on it.
Oh yeah, did someone mention that in it that, or no, I think she was reading a hate comment or something. It was like, this is only good because of the name attached.
The name. Yeah.
But like if you
bad too.
It was about the blazer basically and that it was bobbling and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you took, say if you took two videos and it was one video of somebody doing a review on it saying like, this is amazing, best blazer ever, like I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And then you had another video beside it of somebody saying that they hated it. The one that hated would do better in like engagement and stuff, isn't it?
Better. Yeah, people want to hate on
Them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They want to talk about it and they want to give their shit opinion, not their shit opinion, but their opinions that whatever they're talking about is shit or like... Mm-hmm. Videos like that tend to do so much better online.
When there's any kind of scandal about even Irish influencers, like you go onto that person's page and the video might have loads of views, that one, and then everything else.
Everything else that they've done is...
It's because people are like, yes.
Yeah.
People like, hey.
They just want to, I don't know.
I know.
Jump on it as well. It's a bit mad.
I just wish people were just not, and I would say all the time, but just nicer. And like, it is just a job at the end of the day. They all think we're fucking wankers and we're not. We're just girls who like sharing.
They all think we're wankers.
No, they do. We're just girls. We like fashion, beauty. We like sharing. Like, we're like, oh.
Yeah. Just take too seriously sometimes, don't they?
Yeah, I just think like,
live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
I'm going back to that. I'm getting a big picture of that on my wall.
I think everyone needs it.
Yeah.
Do you think because they came off Love Island, people feel like they've no privacy around you? I think it'd be either way if they weren't off Love Island as well.
Do you?
Any online couples, if they share anything, if any form, people feel like they deserve the right to know what happened.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But I've definitely seen like celebrities and other influencers break up and I'm like, why? Tell me.
Yeah, you're dying.
No, I'd never actually voice that to them.
And text them, yeah. What happened?
Like,
no, but I see normal people. I'm like, that's more interesting to me. I'm like, I want to know what happened with them.
I do think it's just a human curiosity type
of course, thing. It's so curious.
But to take it to the extent of like, we deserve to know. No, you don't.
Or like making up your own fucking story because you're not getting one.
Yeah, yeah.
In 2 days and like, well.
You're like, well,
I heard.
I'm going to make up something and believe it. And like, everybody else can believe it.
And you hear one extreme to the next. You're like, them both things cannot be true.
Yeah.
So what are you even fucking talking about?
No.
How do you find being in a public relationship?
I'm not, girl. Well, public, like,
public.
The extent that, like, Graham doesn't post any of that. He's done an Instagrammer before.
Yeah.
I've had two sides of it.
Yeah, yeah.
The extreme and the non.
Yeah.
What was the first thing I posted, Graham? Was it Christmas? Oh, New York? I think it was
your birthday, yeah.
I've posted stories and stuff of them.
Yeah.
I remember I posted a picture of me and him on our live show and some girl replied to me and she was like, oh my God, he's a handsome fucker or something. I like texting her back saying, yeah, he's mine. Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's funny, like, I could never force him to do that.
No.
Like,
no.
he'd be the first to tell me, fuck off.
Yeah.
There's no way. And half those videos that I did even in New York, I was like, oh, he's actually let me like
take this.
Yeah. But no, like, I never wanted to be fully like off the grid.
No.
What's the point in that?
No.
You know what I mean?
That's too stashed off.
Yeah. It's like, why? Who do you actually think you are? Grow up. Like, I get why people do it.
Because a lot of people do because of like their jobs. Like, their husband or their boyfriend's job, which I get.
Yeah. If you have to do it.
Yeah.
Or you want to, like, but also.
I think it makes people more like curious then, though.
Yeah.
Like, they'd be looking up fucking.
Oh, they'd be looking up mad stuff. Going through your followers.
Yeah. Trying to find a way. Like, I think you're better off just.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's nice to have all those memories and pictures and be able to share them. And like, I've never in my life gotten so many messages from girls saying how happy they are for me. And it's the nicest thing in the entire world.
So nice.
It's like, and it's always girls just being like, I know I'm a complete stranger to you in your life, but like, I've never been so happy.
They've been there through the good and bad.
Yeah, and to see all sides of it, I'm like, my back.
Yeah.
It's so cute. So thank you to anybody who ever said that. But do you like her? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, it's grand. Like, yeah. I think Dano gets a bit, hates when people call him a TikToker. So he said he's not doing it.
He's
clamping down on the TikTok.
Yeah. Why are people calling him a TikToker?
Someone that came up to me after, I was like, yeah, TikTok, like, I'm not a TikToker. Like, not being mad at the person, but being mad at the fact that he's not, like, he's known as that. I was like, no, they know you're not. Like, it's fine. But some people only probably do know him from that.
Oh,
like,
he's too funny.
But I really want him to do the one, you make the face, I make the sound. Have you seen that?
Oh, we tried to do it.
Does not work.
Graham just kept going.
Yeah, I know Dana's going to do that.
And
he's going to get it wrong.
I said, you don't make the noise. And he was like, all right, okay. And I was like, okay, well, I make the noise. I did it off camera, like, made the noise. All right. And then I was like, okay, and your go again. I think I did something. And then I was like, your go again. He's like, okay.
And
I was like, I was like, Graham, you have it. And then he just looks at me and goes, I don't want to do this anymore. I set up the light and all. Like, he just looks at me and goes, I don't really want to do this anymore. I was like, it's okay, love. We don't have to do this.
Who was it that I saying? Kira and her mom.
Oh, did she do it?
Oh my God. It was so funny. Like, I think her mom just couldn't get it. Like, but it's really hard.
It's so hard.
Oh, it's so good. Like, it's like that game with the headphones again.
Okay.
You know the one where you have to tell what you think the person
is.
Me and Dana couldn't get it. Like, so we're on an attempt. I haven't told him this yet. So he'll probably say no.
I'm not a TikToker.
But because then he obviously posts a little bit, but he's not like a poster at all. He keeps saying he's going to delete his Instagram and doesn't click.
Does he? Graham does, like, he deleted it a while ago for a while.
Did he?
Yeah.
Just to get rid of it.
He's just like, oh, I can't be arsed.
Yeah.
Because he'd catch himself scrolling on it and then be like, I've wasted a half an hour, an hour.
People are very good like that. They're like, I had to just delete it. Like, I wish I had that.
How?
Motivation. I can't, it's my job.
How? Yeah. I'd just be like, nah, delete it for a day.
I know, yeah.
Could never.
Yeah. But yeah, I think my way is a different fucking level. So like, there's a difference between our public, I'm doing Bunny Ears relationship. But then there's relationships that are wrote out in the press. And like every move you make, you're fucking mentioned.
Yeah.
Or like, remember he was out in that club and all, and that was put up like that. Yeah. Like next level publicly. Like.
The fact that they're clocking when he goes into her house and all. And I don't know what newspaper it was or online newspaper it was. And they were like, Tommy went to Molly's house and stayed for...
And brought her takeaway.
What?
Could have been for him. Like what?
What?
Yeah.
To make such... make a story out of that.
Yeah. And they get one like serious face picture and like
it's
things
the mother,
are like tense. And all,
the
like.
Mother of his child's house he's going to go into. Like what's the big issue?
I know.
Or Molly put up a story of Bambi the other day.
She's so cute.
She's the cutest. When she put the pictures in, she's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. But put up a story of her in the house and people started to repost it and zoom in the background with an arrow and all. And Tommy is sitting on the couch in the background. And people are like, Tommy in the house with Molly.
All right. It's not a secret.
It's a mad.
People
when you see stuff like that.
If you're that level of invested, putting up to like that's a bit much. Even I see all them. I see them like up in America, like the drama content creators. Ever see them? They like will tell you the drama that's going on.
Spill the tea.
Like, Alex Earle's just. I don't know.
She's Spill the Tea is a
maybe
huge YouTuber, and years apparently she didn't show her face. And it's only in it's only recently that she started showing her face and you can actually see her talking and all.
Wow.
She's huge. She
is she the brown haired one?
Yeah. I think she has a I used to Spill Sesh.
I feel like if you're
I think it's called Spill Sesh.
Oh.
Not Spill the Tea. Well, this one, yeah, is it her? She's 794,000 subscribers.
No, that's not her. No. Love.
She, and I used to always watch them.
Look at all this real clickbait.
Yeah.
This is crazy. This is so bad. This is so bad again. I just think
if your whole life is consumed by drama, I feel
what's
like that's,
I just don't think that'll be good for your mental health or your actual health, well-being.
Hi, Shannon. My new obsession on TikTok now, sorry, this is really random, is Judge Judy.
Really? Is it all fake?
I don't know. Let me see what Spill Sesh has on TikTok. Oh, 349. To be honest, I thought she had more, but she's a big one anyway.
She's big.
But stuff like that, you think like...
I just feel like you'd be very consumed by it and then you're just very negative because everything's... Like, drama isn't positive, really. Like,
But I also having to keep up with it all.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's too much.
No.
I choose peace. Yeah, I love the tea. I love the tea, like, sometimes, but...
When I don't have to go searching for it or, like, if someone just tells me.
Brilliant. Yeah. That's, TikTok tea does be good.
Yeah, that's a
Everyone
lot.
Everyone loves a bit of that, but I just wouldn't get invested as to be content on stuff. No.
Yeah. Making up narratives and, like...
I don't think I've gotten any online fights in a good while.
No.
No. Since probably Twitter times.
That's good.
Not fights, but just replying to hate. Like, I just take everything too personal.
Oh, I get hate on TikTok to bits.
Yeah, people are...
That's mad.
Weapons.
Aren't they? Mm.
And now, it always goes into my reviewed comments.
Mine doesn't. How do you do that?
Oh, I don't know.
Because if I get called fat one more time on TikTok, I'm going to delete the app, okay? Do you hear me?
People are fucking weapons.
But if I see now someone following me who has like a weird name,
block them.
I'll block them straight away. Yeah. I got one the other day and it was some mad name.
That was user 46789.
No, this one was like an actual name, but it had a curse word in it or something. Oh. I was like,
You're mean.
Yeah. Blocked immediately.
Leave me alone. We're going to do our secrets and stalls. We do this every episode. We also always want to help you with any advice you need. So whether it's friendship, boys, boyfriends, situationships, life, family, you can just let us know what you need help with and we'll try to give you advice. Mm-hmm. So this is the first one. So I have a bit of a dilemma with a friend of mine. I met her in college back in 2017 and we became so close. We both live in different countries, or counties, sorry, but made it our priority that every month we'd meet up and go to the city for the day. This happened every month right until COVID hit. We still kept in touch, but over time the communication drifted and we would only text each other every now and then. It got to a point where we might not talk for weeks or months. I find that I was always the one reaching out and texting first, not even to meet up, but just to have a conversation with her. We met up once in February 23 for some lunch and she was so off with me as if we didn't know each other. After this, any time I text her to start a conversation, it's never lasted more than an hour. Bear in mind, nothing bad has ever happened between us. We merely fell out of contact. Recently, I texted her to let her know I miss her and would love to rekindle the friendship we had, as I would have considered her to be like a sister. I asked her to meet up even for a coffee when the day she was available. It's now been 6 days and she's just left me on read. I don't know if I should text her again or just leave it. I wish she'd even replied to let me know if she didn't want to meet.
Being in the dark is so much worse than finding out that your friend might not want to be your friend anymore. I'd rather know.
Yeah.
As much as that will hurt, like, in the moment.
Yeah.
You'll move on. At least you know then. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the either if it's friendship or a relationship.
A relationship.
Like, in the him and hon stage and, like, not knowing is so much worse.
Yeah.
Would you text her again?
I don't know. I feel like it's just a bit, it's kind of like ghosting vibes with a friend version, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what hurt me more.
Yeah. Maybe she's going through like something bad.
The friend?
Yeah.
I'd text her again.
Yeah.
Benefit of the doubt and all that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'd just text her again and I wish you could do an MSN nudge. Do you remember them?
Yeah. Just send a little poke.
Yeah.
A poke emoji. Yeah. Because of the text that she did send was so meaningful and like nice. And like, is the not replying, is that her reply to be like, I don't want this anymore, but like, why?
She's been off since February 2023.
That's a year nearly.
2 years. 25.
Ah!
Yeah. What happened to her?
2025. Oh my God, I keep forgetting.
Oh, that's scary, isn't it? Oh, so bear in mind, nothing ever happened. We merely fell out of contact. I text her again and just say, hi, just checking in. And I think if you get the scene that time, leave it at that.
Yeah, maybe just, hey, you're checking in, how are you?
Yeah.
And then she replies to that, we can go from there and see how she is.
Yeah, you can navigate it from there.
Yeah.
Whereas if you get the scene that time, leave from there. Give what you get.
It's shit because you don't have any closure, but that sometimes does happen. You just fall out and drift apart. Whereas, like, a lot of times that happens, but both people drift apart. But, like, you're the one obviously making the effort.
Yeah.
So it's, like, keeping it. You're the only one keeping it anyway alive, which is hard to let go of, especially when you're someone who wants to, like, fix things and wants to be friends with her as well. Like, it's a shame when you don't feel like you've drifted for a reason or anything. But, yeah, I think text her again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Checking in. How are you?
Just once. And yeah. You can kind of maneuver it from there and see what way you want to go from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, what's that word? You don't feel like you're pulling a tooth. Is that the word?
Oh.
Or when you're pulling like something out of someone and it's taking ages. Like what?
It's like pulling teeth, is it?
Pulling teeth. Yeah, that is the
thing.
Yeah. You don't want to feel like you're doing that.
Blood from a stone.
Yeah, blood from a stone. Exactly. Yeah. Drawing blood from a stone. You don't want to feel like that either, but like there could be something else going on or else this might be the closure that you need. Yeah.
Aww.
Phone a bird, phone a friend.
Phone a bird.
We have a segment where we get advice from our listeners. So he's always give better advice than us.
Well, I was literally just going to say he's give 100% better advice than we do.
Yeah, really fucking good.
And you get both sides of it as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes if me and Charlene can agree on like one way of things,
mm-hmm.
we know that for phone a friend, you always give both angles.
Both ways. Yeah.
So here is the dilemma for phone a friend. Around 6 or 7 years ago, I knew I was a lesbian and even kissed someone in the George, which I loved. Then I met a guy and was with him for 6 months in 2023. Ever since that relationship finished, I've been finding women more attractive, but I haven't been with any. Is it normal for me to be feeling this way? Keep in mind, I'm 25 and I feel like I'm behind all my friends relationship-wise. And here's what yous had to say.
Oh, this is for, I feel like we've never had a time like this before. First one is, this is so normal. After I only been with men all my life, I got my first girlfriend at 24.
Oh.
You owe it to yourself to give it a go and see what's out there. It was the best decision for me and you should find someone who makes you happy.
Aww.
Oh, it's lovely.
Sounds like you're bisexual and like both men and women, it is very normal.
Maybe try the George again and get some LGBT friends and go from there.
George, great crack.
Love.
I brought my dad there one night and he said he had the best night
ever. It's a fucking ball.
It's a ball.
I love when they're like dancing on the stage.
It's
now.
So good.
So good.
Of course it's normal. Once you allow yourself to embrace who you are, your life will flourish.
I would tell her to not put pressure on herself. However she feels is okay. I only realised I was a lesbian and came out when I was 34.
Wow.
Just go with what you feel.
Oh my God. Do what feels right for you. If you live by the opinions of others, you'll be miserable your whole life.
Aww. I like that. I think as well, like, you can, it just because she's been from, like, liking a girl to then a boy, doesn't mean you can't go back to a girl. And then in the future, you might like a man again. Like, that's...
But there's no age. Like, you're...
No.
Set in stone that says, right, when you're 18...
You need to come out
and
tell anyone.
Yeah. No.
People come out at any age. 25 is so young. The best things happen unexpectedly.
Get it, girl. It's never too late to live your best life. Test the waters and see. If it turns out that it's not for you, that's okay too.
I'm a lesbian, but before I had been with many boys, but I still like girls. Give it a go and see.
We're literally on a rock in space.
Aww.
There's no time frame that's one size fits all.
Love that.
Perfect.
Experiment. You won't know how you feel until you put yourself out there.
I love this, out of everyone, like, that there's no...
rules for anything.
Yeah, I love this.
Who makes any rules for life, really?
You do you. Never benchmark your success off anyone but you. You do what feels right.
Aww. It's not a race. When you find the right person, everything will fit into place. Yeah, I think you'll find the right person no matter what. You will, no matter what gender you are. Like, there's someone out there for everyone, I believe that.
7 billion people in the world.
7 billion people. And
some
people.
A million or a billion?
Billion.
Is there?
Billion. Some people find them early, some people find them later. Like, it's just everyone's soulmate is out there. Oh, that was really uplifting.
That was cute.
What lovely listeners.
So good,
to stand
honestly.
In.
Love yous.
Aww.
Me and Char were only saying yesterday, actually, October of 2025. We will have the podcast for 4 years.
4 years.
We both looked at each other and I said, what the fuck have we talked about for 4 years?
I was like, how do we still have topics left?
What
you basically know everything about us at this stage.
I feel like just creating drama in my life just to have something to talk about.
Yeah, literally for the plot.
Do you know what I mean?
Literally. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm drama free.
No, drama free at the minute. But yeah, 4 years this year.
Wow.
Aww.
4 years.
That has a fourth birthday.
Nearly. No, it's more than 1,000 days.
Is it? I always get confused with how many
14,060.
How the fuck did you do
that? Was that right?
Sure.
If I done that, then I'm real smart.
Yeah! How did you do that?
Really good addition.
No, I wouldn't even know where to... I don't need
a
pen and paper.
300 times 4 was 1,200. 65 times 4, so I had to get all this the 260s makes 120, 260s make 120, that's 240, and then add the fives, and that's 20, and that's
40. No. I would have gone,
wow.
I would have gone 365 plus 365 and plus.
No, see, no. That's where my brain's good for the seeing things, because I can proper like split up into little parts. And all.
Do you ever see those kids on TikTok doing the, oh my God, doing
algebra?
No, you know, abacus. You know the abacus? Did you ever get an abacus when you were younger?
No.
The beads on the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you've moved the beads and...
Do you have to do something with them?
These kids, I don't know where they're from, but they're doing this maths, right? The teacher flashes all these numbers up on the board. Say it's like, it could be like plus seven, plus eight, take four.
And they do it on their abacus?
But they sit there and they do this thing with their hands. And I always just be like, what are they doing? Apparently, in their mind, they're picturing an abacus. And they're like... So if it's plus four, they'll move four up the abacus. If it's minus seven, they'll take seven away. But it's literally gone boop, 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 boop. And there could be like 20 different numbers. And then it stops and they write down the answer. And they get it right. I'm like, I think I could be good at that. It's fascinating.
Oh my God.
It's going at the speed of light and they're going. Dun, 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 and they get it right. And it could be all like divide, add, take away, like.
Wow, and they're like actual children, like
children. Wow. Like, no, I still do the fucking carry the one remainder. Do you remember all that?
Oh, yeah,
yeah, I still do that in my head sometimes.
I remember learning all that for the first time, like, that was solid.
My downfall in maths,
pie,
soon as they started adding letters, I said, you know what. My time here is done. I'm clocking out. Foundation maths. Hello.
If you missed a class, you were fucked.
Me bollocks. No. I completely clocked out with it. I said, I'm not doing that. I just used to write boobs on the calculator all the time.
8008.
Or be writing things and turning upside down. There was something else cool you could do with that Casio calculator.
I loved them.
They were cool.
But like, no, I'm sorry. Pi, and no one even knows what pi is, you know.
3.33, isn't it?
3.42 or something, is it?
I'm literally saying that. I know, I haven't a clue.
But basically, like, there's no actual solution for pi or something. I've seen it, like, lately, and I was like, why are we all looking for a fucking pi when there's no pi?
I've never used letters and numbers in my life.
And do you know what? I really see the point of school, I really do. But some things in school, I'm like, you could have left that fucking out and put something else instead.
You could have taught me how to drive a car.
Yeah, or like...
You could have taught me how to do my taxes.
Tax, or like... Mortgages.
I still don't know.
Like, I just think a lot of subjects are, unless you're going into that field afterwards, like, I've never needed to use algebra in my life. No. How many hours do I spend learning that for what? For a test that then I never use again either?
It's mad, isn't
it? Well, the test is obviously good for kind of college.
Is CPSE still a subject?
CSPA?
What the hell is it even called?
CSPE, I think.
What the fuck did I call it?
CPSE.
Or SPHE.
SPHE.
What is that?
Social Political Health Education.
That was a free class for me, apparently.
I don't know. No, you don't have to examine it, Ran.
Yeah.
It was like sex ed, no?
Is it?
I think it's still a thing, yeah.
We did religion in junior cert, didn't we? You had an exam for that?
Yeah.
And you don't do it for leaving cert,
I loved religion. I thought it was really interesting. I loved the Quran, like learning about the Quran and Mecca and all.
Did you do it for your leaving cert?
No.
Did you stop the actual subject after third year? I don't remember doing it after third year.
Yeah, I didn't do it anymore. I don't think you can do it for leaving cert.
Oh, so they just stopped
I don't think. Not my school, anyway. I don't ag science for a few months.
What's that?
Agricultural science. Sheep and sheep and all.
Girl, you could have been a farmer.
And I left after Christmas and picked up a whole new subject. I had 6 months to learn it.
Nah.
6 months.
That's psychotic.
Yeah.
No.
So I passed it. Higher level business.
Go on the girl. She's a marketer.
I did love business. That was good. That was a good one to keep on because I actually did learn
it. Yeah.
There's actually things in that I still would remember. If anyone in school, pick up a bit of business.
I'd love to. What were those books called that we used for the leaving cert?
Books?
They're like fake exam books.
Oh, mocks.
Were they just mock books?
Mock papers, yeah.
Oh, yeah, your mock paper.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd love to pick up a mock paper and see how much I get wrong.
Oh, I'd be failing.
Can we do a test one day in here? I think that'd be good.
Yeah, maybe like a general knowledge.
Some sort of, yeah.
And a maths.
No. Why you? You have an abacus in your head. I'm not doing maths. Peak and bleak of the week.
So we're going to pick one high, which is our peak, and mm-hmm. one bleak. That is our bad part. Peak is the photo shoot yesterday.
Yeah.
Very fun, and very excited to get new pics.
Yes.
I think they just represent us more.
Yeah, Elphabet and Glinda.
Yeah, literally. But even compared to our last shoot, like, I literally don't have even brown hair anymore. You had different hair in between then.
I'm going back to brown. Oh, shit, yeah.
My hair looks literally black.
No, but I feel like they're just oomphed up a lot.
Yeah.
They're more us now.
Vibe. Yeah. Yeah. The pictures we use now are from 4 years ago.
I don't know.
Oh, no, they're not.
Are they?
No, no. 2 years.
Two years.
I love the one before that, the one we took in here.
Our first ever picture was just taken on, we took a 10 picture, like, yeah, Grant.
Took him in here.
We never thought this we'd be here. So we had a 3 month contract for like very long.
No.
Commitment issues.
Did we try and sign a 6 month one and we were like,
yeah, we're like, that's
6 month contract.
Very long. Very
four
long.
4 years later.
Christ.
Still here. Yeah, so your peak is the photo shoot?
Yeah.
Yes.
My bleak is how bleak Manchester Airport is.
Oh.
You've been, obviously.
Yeah.
Every single terminal is bleak. It's like going into, like, everyone's just,
I feel like it's always dark in there or something.
Pitch black dark. Yeah. Maybe it's because I always fly late at night, but, like, pitch black. Awful choice of food and all.
Mm.
Nothing good about it. I hate it.
Bleak. Yeah.
It's really bleak place.
That is a good one.
And everyone's just, like, it's like they're all waiting just to die or something. Like, I can't describe. And then I had to change.
It's dreary. Like,
yeah, and then I was sat on a seat, right, you know, and waiting for a gate to show up. I was sitting there and my seat was shaking. I was like, someone obviously is like shaking their leg and I can't
that.
So I moved.
I do this every night in the bed, right? This is what I do. Right, if I'm in the bed and I have my feet crossed or whatever, my feet would be doing that.
Why?
Like, my foot just automatically
vibrate.
Yeah, I have to like
settle into your bed.
Yeah, I'd be doing that, like shaking my foot and all. And I said to Graham last night when I was lying there, I was like, I'm going to take off one of these lights. My feet will just go.
What like, the fuck? I can't even do that that quick.
It's literally like I'm relaxing myself and then I'll do this. Oh, you just won't be able to hear this, will you?
Don't. Ah.
And I'll crack my ankle.
Oh.
And then that's when I know I can go.
You can go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's like your little cozying in.
Yeah, yeah. Shake the shit out of my feet and then and crack at the ankles and then.
I can't even crack any parts, mate.
I can only crack one finger on this hand because I got in a fight when I was younger.
I hate people crack multiple fingers in a row.
And my sister can do loads. I had a peak there, now it's gone out of my head.
A peak?
Oh, a peak. I've been getting up way earlier and making the most out of the day. And I'm using a diary.
Woo.
And I started using my Apple Watch again. I don't have it on today, though.
Wow.
So we're really starting. Haven't gone back to the gym yet. Give me time, guys, okay?
Are you going to go back to the same one?
No.
No.
I need to cancel that membership.
Yeah, you do.
Not a fucking shy.
You need to cancel it.
Swindled.
Yeah.
Scariest place I've ever been in my whole entire life. I'd rather go back to school. I love school, though. Bleak. Yeah. My bleak is the bitch driving the motorbike this morning.
You'll hear about it in the bonus episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is called Homer Drink Extra Juice. We actually had Ed was producing our podcast 1 week and he called it Extra Spice.
I kind of loved it.
I love it.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
So if some weeks we just decide to call it that, can we do that?
Yeah.
I'd like that.
It's good, yeah.
Okay. Hey, is that us?
Yeah, that's us. Guys, thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll see you, you're watching as well if you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you on Monday for our bonus, Wednesday for our mains, Thursday on video. And yeah, we'll see you then.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.